"'You hold your cutlery in the most peculiar way, Monsieur Gasman, if you don't mind my saying so.'
Gasman looked up, amused.
"'I do, and I don't mind. You can blame my mother for it. I'm a left-hander, monsieur, and for some reason, when I was a boy, there was some stigma attached to that, as if it were an aberration of some kind. So my mother made me hold my cutlery like a right-handed person would.'
Enzo smiled.
Coriafisted, we would have called it in Scotland. It never felt right to me, but by the time I was grown up it didn't feel good the other way either.
He laughed.
So, all my life, I've eaten like I have a handicap.
He breathed in and puffed himself up.
But as you can see, it never stopped me getting the food to my mouth.
The deep, piercing sound of a ship's horn rang out across the bay, and they looked up to see the ferry easing its way into the harbour, its wash setting all the small boats at berth rising and falling in turn. Enzo finished his salad and drained his glass before leaving a couple of notes on the table and getting to his feet.
"'I'm afraid I have to go and get my jeep into the queue,' he said. "'I've enjoyed talking to you, Monsieur Gasman.'
They shook hands.
"'Well, don't be a stranger, young man. Come out and see me any time. I have only my dog for company these days, and it can get a little lonely sometimes.'
"'I'll do that,'
Enzo said. And he set off along the cobbled jetty to retrieve his vehicle from its parking place and get in line. It took him nearly 10 minutes, and by the time he was sitting idling on the quayside and glancing back along the jetty, the old man was gone. It wasn't until he had driven his jeep on board and made his way up to the passenger deck that he saw, in the distance, Jacques Gasman making his way slowly up the hill, past coconuts and the bicycle shop. A difficult, shuffling gait. There was something oddly sad about the old man. He had lost his wife more than half a lifetime ago, and all these years later was still alone and lonely, with nothing to look forward to but the certainty of death, just a heartbeat away. This audiobook is continued on Disc 4.